right, Pastor, I'm turning it over to you, sir.
Brother Buxton, we are so happy that you're with us tonight.
Well, it is my honor.
God bless you. We really, really appreciate you taking time to speak to us. Church, I want to say that I really mean this. It's an honor to have Brother Buxton speak to us tonight. As I'm thinking about him about ready to speak, my mind is going back to the fact that we've been really, really close friends through the years. We have spent time laughing together, and there has been times that we have cried together. There's been other times that we have just watched each other go through some severe testing. But Brother Steve Buxton has been a real loyal friend. He has pastored a great church in Chula Vista. He's a great preacher. You're going to enjoy him preaching tonight. And God has also called him to be a missionary. I remember when he told me that the Lord had dealt with him about the island of Bohol in the Philippines. And I have been there with him to that location. And the evidence is there. History has already been made over these last two decades. God has blessed them with an anointing and a lot of energy to make all of these trips back and forth to the Philippines through the years, and God has done a great, great work that's there. Hey, Brother Buxton, we really do, Kathy and I really do love you, and I appreciate you being here tonight. We want you to take your liberty.
Well, thank you, Pastor Clark, and I want to say how much I love the elder and the first lady there in Ontario and the great Ontario Church. Truth Church, you're a great people, and we serve a great God, and we are adapting to what life throws in front of us, but God is doing a great job, and we're trying to keep up with Him. I have lived my life with this understanding that with every crisis comes an incredible opportunity. And I want to make sure that I am focused on the opportunity and not be distracted by the crisis. And so as apostolics, there is and are incredible open doors that are in front of us. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you tonight. And this is not a rose-throwing time, but I don't have enough words to really convey what the Clarks mean to the Buxtons. We are definitely dearest of friends, and this is an honor. So I was told that I've got about 180 minutes tonight for my little devotion or something like that.
Yeah, take your liberty.
So if you will, turn with me to Genesis chapter number 5. Genesis 5, and I want to begin reading in verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Chapter 6 of Genesis, verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. I want to talk to you tonight for a few moments from a simple subject. I want to talk to you about just keep walking. Just keep walking. Enoch and Noah both had something very much in common. In fact, both of them were delivered from the perils and trials of this world. However, they were both delivered differently. With Enoch, God took him out of the world. But with Noah, God delivered Noah while destroying the world around him. And so they were both delivered. They were both delivered from peril. They were both delivered from major trials of their world. But it's interesting, God took Noah out of the world, but God saved and delivered Noah in the world. In both of these cases, when I read my Bible tells me that Noah and Enoch found mercy. They both found grace. And in my study, it's not because of any great thing. It's not because they were spiritual superstars. But the Bible simply states this about both men. They walked with God. They walked with God. Now,
yes. Yes.
I'm not getting any younger. I'm in those great years of my life when I remember what it was like to be really young, and I'm yet to find out what it's like to be really old. But I'm in this in-between stage of life, and I've seen a lot of people. I've watched people come and go in churches. I've watched perils come to churches. I've watched trials come to churches. And I've been amazed as I look back to notice that the ones that have been victorious were never the ones who were perfect. It was never the ones who never had a struggle. But those who have made it have been those that in the midst of their trouble, in the midst of their persecution, in the midst of their discouragement, in the midst of their ridicule, in the midst of family problems, in the midst of peer pressure, in the midst of every conceivable hindrance, like this crazy COVID-19, they just kept walking. They wouldn't quit. They didn't sit down. They didn't lay down. They didn't throw up their hands. They just kept walking. I watched them. They weren't leaping. They didn't really bound through grassy vales. I didn't see them scaling mountain peaks like a goat. Sometimes it didn't seem like they were making a whole lot of progress. But every time I saw them, it was one foot in front of another. It was just people who just kept walking with God.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I read my Bible, our relationship with God has always been defined as a walk. Romans 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Paul said in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but who walks after the Spirit. Romans 13, let us walk honestly, 13:13, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Paul taught the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 7:17, but as God hath distributed to every man, even as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. He told the Galatians in chapter 5, verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so on this Thursday night, I just felt impressed of God to talk to Truth Church tonight. Let's just keep walking. Hands in the air, but let's walk. Going through our struggles, but let's walk. Climbing our mountains, but let's keep on walking. Because I read in my Bible, from the time that we began our relationship with God, it is ordained of God that we walk and never sit still. Because I believe that it's the intention of the Holy Ghost that we constantly progress in the Spirit. And the way to progress is to keep on walking. I can hear the old prophet Isaiah in chapter 40 when he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So I believe it's incumbent upon us apostolics that we continually move towards a goal. Some people fly, a few run, but most of us walk. Paul told the Hebrews in chapter 12, verse 1, wherefore we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. This walk called living for God is different than any other races. Because the race of the walk of God is not to the fastest, but it's he that endureth to the end. Solomon said the race is not always to the swift. Jesus said, this race is going to be won by those who keep putting one foot in front of another and say, I will walk with God. Can I say tonight that the ones who win are going to be the ones who refuse to be distracted? The ones who win are going to be the ones who don't allow the cramps in their muscles to stop them. The ones who win are going to be those who look at opportunities to quit, but say no, and they just keep walking. You and I both, many times in our life, have heard the story of the turtle and the hare. And I recently read this again because I knew I was going to be talking to you tonight. And I asked myself the question, why did the turtle win? Because he was faster? No. We all know it's just because he kept plodding along. The turtle was ugly. The turtle was old. The turtle was heavy. The turtle looked like a dinosaur, while the rabbit was running circles around him. But the rabbit soon lost his interest in the race and sat down to take a nap. But the turtle just kept on walking. And after 60-plus years of living, every time I look, the turtle always wins the race. We just got to keep walking. And so tonight, I may not be running. I'm talking to many of you tonight. You may not be leaping. But in your spirit, we're enduring. We're going to get through this. And we're going to keep on walking. In Genesis 13, verse 14, God said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art. I want to stop here and tell you that we all have got to come to grips with where we are before we can.
You're right. You're right. Yes.
God said, Abram, you got to start where you are, because you can't go somewhere until you realize where you are. And he said, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, here it is, and walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. God said, Abram, I will give you everything you can see, but in order for you to possess it, you have to walk through the land. Amen. So the only thing that could have kept Abram from occupying the land, and the only thing which could have kept him from seeing the promise, and the only thing that could have stopped him from his destiny, was for him to quit walking. But
yes,
as long as
right.
he kept walking, he was
mm-hmm.
gaining new territory. Can I
mm-hmm.
can I say this? God was paraphrasing and said, Abram, as much land as your foot can touch, I'm going to give it to you. But you just can't look. You got to march. You got to walk. So I remind you this evening that the enemy of our soul can do his best to try and take away the promise of God. He can discourage us to the point that we stop walking. And if we quit walking, he's accomplished the adversary's purpose. But I
mm-hmm.
would encourage you tonight, victory is ours as long as we keep walking one foot in front of another. Hardships, let's overcome them. Will we have to walk through some unpleasant places? Yes, we will. But as long as we keep walking, we're going to get through them eventually. I believe
mm-hmm.
David
right.
said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Can I paraphrase? David said, I'm not staying in this valley. I'm just walking through it. If I stay here, I'm going to give in to death. But if I walk, only the shadow can touch me. Psalm
yes,
138
amen.
And 7, David said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. David said, I'm in the presence of enemies, but I'm going to keep on walking. Job said
yes.
in Job 23:11, my foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. Amen. Amen. One translation said, I didn't understand what God was doing or where he was taking me, but I just kept walking. Sometimes we have to walk through the darkness. Sometimes we have to walk through the desert. Sometimes we have to walk through the fire. Sometimes through the prison cells. Sometimes our journey is not pleasant. But I refuse to stop. I am going to just keep walking. Because the
yes,
ones who have the victory are the ones who just keep walking. Can I remind you tonight that wherever you walk, you will never walk alone. God will walk with you through every trial. God will walk with you through every temptation. God will walk with you through every problem. Remember the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. The goal of the enemy was to knock these young men down, to get them off their feet, to make them fall down and stop progression. But look at what happens when God steps into the fire. Daniel 3:24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. You can walk in a furnace, Ontario, that was designed to knock you off your feet when God is with you. Truth Church, you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death that was designed to destroy when God is with you. You can keep walking when your enemy's trying to destroy you as long as God is with you. No matter what happens, no matter where your journey takes you, just keep walking and God will be with you.
Right.
Amen. In 600 BC, there was a group of Israelites that were taken captive by the Babylonians. Within this group of captives, I don't know how much more time I have, but
I'm feeling kind of good right now.
But there were three groups that emerged from that total number. And in Psalm 137:1, one of the groups was mentioned there in verse 1 when they said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. This was the group that just gave up. They could only remember how things used to be. And they sat down and they surrendered to the enemy. These were the same who changed their names and tried to blend in with Babylon. But then there was another group, the group of which Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel were a part of. These were those who refused to quit praying to Jehovah. These were those who refused to bow to an idol. These were those who refused to eat of the king's table. These are the ones who found favor in the eyes of friends and foes alike. These are the ones who refused to quit walking. This was the group that walked back to Jerusalem when Cyrus released them. It was no stretch to walk back to Jerusalem because they had never stopped with God while they were in Babylon.
Hear it.
I want to be a part of this group tonight. I want to be a part of this third group that says, our world's been turned upside down. We're having church over a phone tonight, but I'm going to keep on walking. In the middle of my trouble, in the middle of this dilemma, in the middle of this frustration, I'm going to figure out a way to keep putting one foot in front of another. Knock me down, I'm going to get back up. Knock me over, I'm going to get back up. And I'm just going to keep walking. I found some interesting scripture, and I read it again this morning, Pastor Clark, in Judges 1:6. And the Bible says, but Adoni-Bezek fled, and they pursued him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and his great toe. That's weird scripture. That's pretty bizarre. And that's pretty cruel. But I thought about it again today. Without your great toe or your big toe, you lose your balance. You lose mobility. You lose strength to stand. Can I say this? Your foundation gets affected. Mm-hmm. When you lose your big toe, your enemy doesn't fear you as much anymore, because you're not going to be a threat to him, because you really can't march and keep up with the foot soldiers. So in closing of my devotion tonight, I want to remind Truth Church, the enemy doesn't totally have to kill us to make us ineffective. All he has to do is to get us to stop walking.
You are right.
Amen. To affect our foundation, to put us in a box, to lock us up. And that's never the will of God. In more recent times, during the Vietnam War, the adversary would take sharpened sticks and drive them into the ground with the sharp ends pointed up. They would then take those sticks and they would put them into a bacterial infected material, so that when our GIs would march through the field, they would step on these sharpened sticks that would drive them through their boots and up into their feet. And at that moment, they lost their mobility and their marching days were over. A wounded soldier hurts the army more than a dead soldier.
A wounded
soldier takes two more men to get him to the medic. And a wounded saint in a church causes far more problem than a dead saint.
Oh, that is right. Mm-hmm.
Refuse. Ontario, refuse to allow the adversary to hack away at your foundation. If you never stop, they can't cut off your toes. That harp was never destined to hang on a willow. That harp is destined to sing melody unto God. We've got to keep walking. Paul said in Ephesians 5, verse 15, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Truth Church, let's walk, but let's walk carefully. Let's walk, but let's pay attention where we're going. Because our adversary loves to plant things in our path that would cause us to stop walking. Let's walk watch where we are walking. Paul mentioned in Ephesians 6:15, make sure that your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Let's protect our spiritual feet. We know there's no vital organs in the foot. People can lose their feet and continue to live for years and years. But we've got to keep our feet, because we've got to keep walking. I've got to protect my feet, Pastor Clark, because what really matters is not that I am a spiritual giant or that I make it through life without falling or sinning, but what really matters is I've got to keep walking. I've got to make progress. Every day, I've got to keep walking. What really matters come tomorrow morning is that no matter how many times I fall, I got to get back up, and I got to keep walking. Let's talk about these men that I previously mentioned. What earmarked Enoch and Noah and Abram and all of the great people of the Bible? Was it that they were perfect? No. It's just that they walked with God.
That
they never gave up. They kept pressing forward. So on this Thursday night, as all of us gather in some kind of electronic sanctuary, and I do feel the presence of God, let's renew our marching orders on this Thursday night. Let's lace up our spiritual boots. Let's get our hands back in the air. Let's not hang our harps on the willows. Let's don't stop in the valley of the shadow of death. And let's just keep walking. Oh, let's worship God together right now. In
Lord,
Jesus,
we love
name,
you. We love you. We love you, Lord.
I worship
praise
you. I honor you. I love you tonight.
In
let the will
Jesus,
of God be done in our lives.
I want to thank you and praise
bring
you.
Strength
thank
to men
you,
and women and young
thank
people,
you,
God. Bring resolve and courage and anointing that we can continue to walk with you and do the will of God. Help us to walk on.
In Jesus' name, I
Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus'
praise
name.
God. Praise
amen,
God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God. Brother Buxton, that was tremendous. And we felt the anointing and the content of the message was tremendous. During these devotions, are you still on the line? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. During these devotions, our people begin to many times text in comments about the message and what they're feeling. And I'd just like to read a few of them to you to let you know that they were really encouraged by it. Sister Cindy Taft writes in, such a powerful message. And then Sister Courtney Thaler just texts in, this is so powerful, so needed for all of us. And then Christy Rowell just texts in, she said, this is powerful. I can't stop weeping. God is using him mightily. And so I just wanted to read those to you to let you know that the message connected with our people, and it was powerful.
Well, thank you, Pastor Clark. We're all in this together. We really are. And we got to help one another walk.
That's why
social distancing thing is a trick of the adversary. I don't need to be distant from my brother. I need to be connected.
Yeah. Right.
I need him to help me walk.
Yes. Yes.
In Jesus' name.
We agree. And Brother Buxton, I thought I'd let you know that we had church last night, and it was very, very good as people were worshiping and running the aisles, and we can't wait for Sunday morning to get here.
Thank God. I love it. I love it.
So, well, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Brother Vic,
bless
I'm going
you.
To turn it back to you.
All right.
Thank you, Pastor Clark. And thank you, Brother Buxton, for this powerful message tonight. Pastor Clark mentioned that he got a few text messages. We got one here from Sister Lena that says, this is so good. In order to go somewhere, you have to know where you are first. You got to know where your starting point is at. So thank you once again, Brother Buxton, for reminding us that we need to continue walking faithfully for the Lord. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. Again, thank you. Thank you, Brother Buxton. Church, anointing that we're feeling, because we've been feeling this anointing since the very beginning of this phone call. Why don't we just thank God together for what we've heard tonight,
Lord,
and that the Lord
you.
Would place
thank
us deep
Jesus
in our spirits tonight. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for
Lord,
your touch,
God.
Lord God.
You,
we
Lord.
Thank you for this powerful message that Brother Buxton has delivered
God.
To your people
in
tonight.
Jesus
help us, Lord
name.
God. Teach us to walk
God,
and to walk faithfully, Lord Jesus.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, everyone say amen. And with that said,
amen.
Everyone,
amen.
We want to remind you that tomorrow morning we will continue with our morning manna devotion at 10:15 a.m. We'll be hearing from Sister Mary. And until then, continue to walk faithfully for the Lord. Praise God. With that said, God bless all of you all. Amen.